بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين. This ayat we have discussed in two aspects, that Allah Ta'ala explained that Allah has created man in the best of form and gave him his full capacity to reach the highest levels. The one aspect is that Allah Ta'ala then to gradually wanes a person down in old age when he becomes helpless again, like when he was a baby and he couldn't do anything for himself. There are many people in their old age who come into that condition again, that they can't do anything, and for that we have been taught a dua also, that Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min aradhalil umur, that oh Allah, save me from the from old age with all its discrepancies, with all its weaknesses that comes into a person. A person, Allah save us all, becomes bedridden, can't do anything for himself. That was one explanation. Another explanation is that Allah Ta'ala, in that case, in the first case, asfala safilin means that old age in which a person cannot do anything and becomes completely helpless. And we should keep on making dua that Allah Ta'ala protects us from that condition. The second explanation was that Allah has given man his capacity to understand and prepare for the akhirah, but he does not use that capacity of his, and he falls prey to all other type of even ideologies, wrong beliefs, etc. Also, like we explained about Darwin's theory of evolution, and also the Big Bang theory, and many, many other things also, which are totally contrary to what Allah Ta'ala has done for us, what Allah has commanded. The third explanation is very relevant for us, that when Allah Ta'ala has given us this capacity, and as we are those who have come to the masjid, we are able to come. There are many who would like to come, but they cannot come. They are at home, they are ill, etc. But Allah has brought us, we have that mental capacity, our brains are still functioning, our bodies are functioning. So when Allah has given us this, that we use it in order to have our beliefs corrected also, our actions corrected also, to correct our deeni life, dunya's life, and our akhirat's life also. So this also Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with that capacity, and we must use it correctly. Like normally at the age of 40, a person will say commonly that you should go now for your checkups, yearly checkups. Check your blood pressure, check your sugar, etc. So when we also reach this age, then really our checkups for the akhirat, we should become very conscious of that. That how much are our beliefs correct? Have that blood test, imani test also. How much our a'mal correct? How much wrong have we done and we have to correct it? How much of our qaza namazes we have got and we are not performing our qaza namazes? How much of we are owing people money? We are, our monetary dealings are very bad with people. All that also we have to check and correct it. So Allah has given us this, and if not, then Allah Ta'ala warns us also that in front, in this life already, a person faces severe consequences, and in the qabr, in the akhirat, there even worse it will be. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity to realize this and to try and to correct ourselves fully. And then in the ayat in front, as we will explain, that Allah Ta'ala explained that those people will be excluded from all these warnings who have iman, proper iman, and amali salihah. We should be also very careful. Today our iman must not be in inverted commas, that we feel we got iman, but actually there is something opposite of iman. Like about the Darwin theory of evolution, if a person believes in that, perhaps he makes his namazes also, he goes for Hajj Umrah also, he dresses like a Muslim also, but inside there is no iman whatsoever. And we have to fear of that very much for our children, for ourselves, our children, and many other wrong beliefs which are current amongst us. We have to be very careful of that and prepare for our eternal life of the year after. So these are three very beautiful explanations of this ayat which the ulama have given, that Allah has brought man to his full capacity, given him everything, and then generally, as far as health and dunya's condition, he wanes down in his old age. And a person should prepare for that, like a person wants to have a pension fund, or a person wants to have some other security for his old age. Our real security is we make dua to Allah that he saves us from all the tribulations and difficulties and hardships of old age. And that also Allah has made it. We see many old people in our own families, and we know what they are going through. So we should be worried about ourselves. Then secondly, about our beliefs and our actions, we should see that they are corrected and that we don't destroy ourselves for as far as old age and akhirat is concerned. And thirdly, this capacity which Allah has given us, that we use it and we prepare for that for our future of this world and the year after. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.